music and life-changing radio.
All day, all year. One Love Radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. 25 undocumented Ethiopian nationals apprehended in Lusaka's Matero area. Mesa Zambia calls for stronger protection of freedom of expression and media. In foreign news, Tinubu doubles down on reforms as 2027 race begins. And in sports, Senegal football fans return home relieved after Moroccan king's pardon. And other news in detail. Political activist Rudolf Mwanza says the recently concluded adoption process has demonstrated a commendable commitment to merit, inclusivity and leadership renewal within Zambia's political landscape. Mr. Mwanza says it is encouraging to witness an approach that prioritizes competence, commitment to service and grassroots engagement over entitlement or political seniority. He says particularly notable is the increasing number of young people and women who have been entrusted with the responsibility to contest in various constituencies.
It is therefore refreshing to see a process that has opened doors for emerging leaders who have consistently demonstrated dedication to public service, even before receiving political endorsement. We are so excited that the adoption process was very much on merit. Despite the UPND issuing two certificates to two individuals for the same city, same constituency, and same ward, of which they had to rectify it within the shortest possible time. And we hope they shall do better in the next elections.
He has argued that the rise of new faces in the political arena is particularly encouraging. He says the newly adopted individuals are people who long before being adopted have quietly and consistently worked in the background to improve the well-being of the communities they seek to represent.
We have witnessed the adoption of Unjenje Chizo from Ponongo South, Susan Molala from Moensi Central, Thomas Sipalo from Munali under UPND, and Sulumesi Malumo, Kabompo District Aspiring Cancer Chairperson under Tonse Alliance. All these individuals are youthful candidates. The adoption of young and capable leaders also sends a powerful message that politics should not only be about experience, but also about fresh ideas, innovation, and a renewed commitment to serving the challenges communities face. As the political season progresses, it is important that all adopted candidates remain focused on issue-based politics, community engagement, and serving the people with humility and integrity.
The Department of Immigration has apprehended 25 undocumented Ethiopian nationals in Lusaka's Matero area during an operation conducted on May 23, 2026, according to a statement issued by Department Chief Public Relations Officer Namati Nshinka. The operation was conducted by the Lusaka Regional Immigration Office at Given Guest House in Matero. Mr. Nshinka says undocumented Ethiopian nationals aged between 12 and 50 years were found together with two Zambian nationals, saying the two suspects were intercepted by immigration officers as they attempted to leave the guest house in a vehicle with 17 Ethiopian nationals on board. Mr. Nshinka says preliminary investigations later led officers to another room within the same guest house where eight more Ethiopian nationals were discovered.
Following preliminary interrogations, the suspects led officers to a room within the same guest house where the remaining eight Ethiopian nationals were discovered, bringing the total number apprehended to 25. The Ethiopian nationals and the Zambian suspects are detained pending further investigations. The department will continue conducting operations across the country. Further, we urge members of the public to report suspected cases of illegal immigration and related activities to the nearest immigration office or other law enforcement agencies.
The Democratic Union President Akim Antony Njovu has called on Zambians to uphold the values of freedom, unity and democracy as the country commemorates the African Freedom Day. In a statement issued to One Love Radio, Mr. Njovu says African Freedom Day serves as a reminder of the courage and sacrifice made by Africans who fought against colonial oppression and secured independence for the continent. Mr. Njovu says Zambia must continue promoting dignity, self-determination and the right of citizens to choose their leaders without fear or intimidation, adding that true freedom goes beyond political independence and should include economic empowerment for youths and women, justice for marginalized groups and peaceful politics. He further urged citizens to reject political violence, tribalism and manipulation ahead of the general election, saying leaders should focus on issue-based campaigns instead of using this divisive tactics to gain political advantage. Meanwhile, Mr. Njovu has appealed to the youth and women to actively participate in the democratic process by taking up leadership roles, voting responsibly, and refusing to be used as tools of violence. He says Zambia must demonstrate that freedom can be experienced daily through honest leadership, peace, and equal opportunities for all. Now, the Media Institute of Southern Africa, MISA Zambia, has called for stronger protection of freedom of expression and media freedom as the country joins the rest of the continent in commemorating the African Freedom Day. In a statement issued to One Love Radio News, MISA Zambia chairperson Lorraine Mwanza says true freedom cannot be fully achieved without safeguarding freedom of expression, media freedom and access to information. She adds that a free and independent media remains essential in promoting transparency, accountability and citizen participation in democratic governance. Mwanza has raised concern over challenges facing the media sector across Africa, including attacks on journalists, restrictive laws, censorship, misinformation and economic pressures that continue to undermine independent journalism. She has since called on the government and other stakeholders to strengthen legal and policy frameworks that protect media freedom and ensure journalists operate freely and safely without fear of intimidation or interference. Ms. Mwanza says there is need for renewed commitment towards building a Zambia and Africa where citizens can freely express themselves, access information and actively participate in shaping the future.
Church News.
The church in Zambia has strongly condemned the violence and assaults that characterized the previous nomination process ahead of the general elections. One Love Radio reporter Faith Zulu has more in this report.
As the campaign period officially begins, with aspiring candidates filing in their nominations across the country this week, incidents of violence have already started emerging from various parts of Zambia. Videos circulating on social media show individuals fighting and assaulting others during the nomination process, raising concern among stakeholders over the growing cases of political violence. Now, President Alain Dejilema, alongside various stakeholders, such as the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection, JCTR, are among those who have strongly condemned the violence and called for peaceful campaigns. However, the church has remained one of the loudest voices speaking against political violence, warning political players against engaging in acts that threaten peace and unity in the country, especially as Zambia is regarded as a Christian nation.